Breadbox Media programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Welcome to the Salt and Light Podcast. Be salt and light, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's edition of the Salt and Light Podcast. I am your host, Chuck Fulkerson, joined by the leopard-licious Annie Fulkerson.
It's just because I'm in my PJs.
Leopard-licious.
These are my warm, comfy animal print, long sleeve, long pant PJs because it snowed today.
It snowed.
In Texas.
In Houston. We need to move to Mexico.
We didn't move far enough south.
Further south. We're going further. We're moving to Mexico. People are like, oh, it's cold. I'm so excited. I'm like, you need to go away. you need to get away from me, kid.
I know. And it was such a rainy fall that we're still playing baseball and making up games. And the kids were playing in like, it's like 29 degrees outside.
They hit the ball and their hands sting.
Yeah.
One of the assistant coaches went and bought all the hand warmers he could find.
Really?
So the kids have hand warmers for the game.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He's like, this. I'm going to go. I'll find them. They need them because they do need them.
Yeah.
It's freaking cold outside.
Well, our little one has three more games for the rest of the week. And then our older son, who you coach, has the first game of the tournament tomorrow.
Which means he has three more games.
Yeah.
Because we will Whiskey India November.
There you go.
Win.
There you go.
Maybe I'm a little too competitive.
Oh, as long as we can get the kids to actually like pick up the ball quickly.
Listen,
and get it out of their hand.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's baseball, right? Just pick it up and get it out.
That's what Dad says. Number one rule of baseball.
Block the ball. So speaking of that, I was watching a show on EWTN with John. So John's like four. Mm-hmm. John watches the children program. So those of you that have the EWTN app on your Amazon Fire Stick, your Roku, your Apple TV, whatever you happen
to have. Or cable TV.
No, you got to have the app because this is an on-demand thing. Maybe if you have on-demand, right? So yeah. Under the app, there's children's programming. And under children's programming, there's a book called The Lost Sheep. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, it's a story about how this sheep gets lost and the shepherd abandons all the other sheep to go find just one sheep.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great children's book. Okay? Now, this book is
the parable of the good shepherd.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's the
which we just read in Mass just a few days ago, actually. So it was a good Then maybe that's why they played it on EWTN.
Yeah, it was good. So it was a really good book. And I don't remember the author's name off the top of my head.
Are you trying to look it up on the computer?
Trying to look it up on the computer, but I don't remember the author's name out of my head. But here's what I do remember. He sounded like he was straight out of New York, right?
Okay.
And so he was doing The Lost Sheep, and he said he was rhyming things that don't normally rhyme.
Okay.
Okay. So the sheep said something like, and around the corner, a lion he saw, and then the lion started to roar. Yeah, he's like, around the corner, a lion he saw, and then the lion started to roar. And I'm like, saw and roar do not rhyme.
Well, that's like when Charlie first started to rhyme, right? And I hadn't quite stifled my New Jersey accent.
Yeah, that was terrible. So we're trying to teach Charlie how to rhyme, right? So we're saying, Charlie, give me a word that rhymes with pot. And he goes, hot. And Annie's like, oh, good job. And then he says, dot. And oh, good job. And then he goes, fought. And Annie goes, no, Charlie, that's not a real word. And I gave her a cross-eyed look. I looked at her like,
What? No, we're in the car. I think we're just driving.
No, we were in the toy room. I remember exactly where we were. I gave you a cross-eyed look, and then he said, caught. And I said, yeah. And he went off to play, and he lost interest. And I looked at you, and I said, Annie, how is fought not a word? And she went, what kind of word is that? And I'm like, you know, like the past tense of fight. And she goes, oh, like I fought the guy.
Like I fought the guy.
Fought doesn't rhyme with hot.
Fought doesn't rhyme with pot.
It's like I fought the guy.
Pot, dot, caught, fought.
Fought.
It just doesn't sound right.
No, I know. Well, it's funny because your dad will go, dog.
Yeah.
Because he is a
dwarf. Dog. It's a dog.
It's
we,
a
we
dog.
We can't even do it. I don't even know.
What is it again?
A dog.
A dog.
A dog.
I give a dirty word a dog.
That's right. Ridiculous. Oh, they're delicious.
They're phenomenal.
Yum.
So we have an interesting, we actually weren't really going to do a topic this evening. So we were talking earlier this evening and we had talked about maybe not doing a podcast this week. And we had discussed, we don't have a whole lot to talk about. There's other things going on in the world.
Yeah. I was going to basically just say like, encourage people to follow what's going on with the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops General Assembly that's occurring from today through Thursday. So November 12th to 14th, 2018, right. Just in case you're not listening to it when it gets released.
True. So there's a lot of, and we thought, focus on that, take a look at that. But an interesting thing came up that makes you kind of, I don't know, it's kind of like that 90s hip hop song, things that make you go, right?
Yeah.
It's that 90s hip hop song, Things That Make You Go Hmm. By the way,
I don't know.
I think that was Who CNC was Music Factory.
Was it?
I think it was CNC Music Factory. Hmm. But anyway, one of the things that they did, and I'll let you speak to it because you're a lot, I'll give color commentary, but I'll let you speak to it because you're much more well read on it than I am about the vote.
Oh, well. So we should finish why we're actually talking, because we said we weren't going to talk this week.
You mean why we're talking?
Why we're talking. I was thinking about, just telling people, like, spend your time instead of listening to us this week. Go on the live feed. You can watch the video on demand of the conference and things. But then I thought, we just spent last week's episode letting everybody know about our new friend, Bob, in an undisclosed location, who is spending every penny he has building a church literally brick by brick in a place that he could be killed for doing so, to educate the children in this village and bring Jesus Christ to them. And so, and that's where many of you who are listening are not in the United States. And we figured, not that this doesn't affect you, but, and also for the people who are in the United States, to give some perspective, not that, and you might think I'm about to say, well, there are more things, there are things that are more important than this. And it's actually quite the opposite. So what happened in the General Assembly this week is President of the USCCB is Cardinal DiNardo, who's also the Archbishop of our Diocese of Galveston, Houston. And the bishops were preparing to vote on measures and actions to take with response to the sex abuse crisis that is a reality in the church. And
it's a reality that's frankly going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah. And it's not isolated to the United States either.
It's a global problem.
Right. And there was a letter that Cardinal DiNardo received on Monday that he read from the Congregation of Bishops, which is a group of bishops that serve the Vatican to appoint new bishops. They have some other jobs, but basically their job is to oversee the appointment of new bishops that will be approved by the Holy See. And I should add that Cardinal Donald Worrell is on this congregation of bishops.
Right.
So Cardinal DiNardo received this letter that says that
Do you know how big this Congress of Bishops is?
There's 33 people are 33. On it.
Okay.
And it used to be 18 and then it was expanded a few years ago to 33.
Okay.
So there's this letter that was received that said, we are asking you not to make any votes at all during your general assembly this week. And, you should wait until the meeting of bishops from around the world that will be meeting with Pope Francis in February. And so during the press conference yesterday, a reporter asked Cardinal DiNardo whether this directive came directly from Pope Francis. And DiNardo said, no, it came from the conference or the congregation of bishops. And so you can, those are just the facts. And so the reason that I wanted to do this podcast was because I was thinking about all of you that are listening that who are not in the United States, who may be listening from an area where you are persecuted for believing in Christ, in wanting to learn more about Jesus, in growing in spirituality, in striving for sainthood. And so not that this is not important, it is so important that it misses the essentiality of the of everything, of life,
of what we're called to do.
And so I wanted to kind of take this opportunity to focus on that, just to focus on those aspects and the fact that there is church leadership right now in our humble opinion is missing what is most essential. They've lost sight of what is most essential and are getting wrapped around the axle on canon law, you know, and I understand it's important, like whatever, but
right.
But
there's
at the
rules
same,
that
there's
gotta
rules,
be followed.
I get it, but like you're getting wrapped around the axle on technicalities of ecclesiastical legalities and aspects of canon law and this congregation and this conference and visitations and approvals and disapprovals and all this stuff. And we are missing the whole point. The whole point. We're missing what is absolutely most essential, mm-hmm. and allowing corruption and narcissism and God, the list goes on and on to supplant what is absolutely most essential. And that is Christ, the incarnation.
So I liken it to, and this is going to sound like a very odd analogy, right? But stick with me for a minute.
Okay.
I liken it to, you go to a baseball game and the purpose of the baseball game is to go and watch the baseball game. But instead of going and watching the baseball game, you're outside of the game arguing with the hot dog vendor over whether you should have yellow or brown mustard. It's on the periphery, but it has nothing to do with the actual game itself. And it's outside. It's not, and it's keeping you from doing what you're centrally there to do. Right. It's outside of the normal periphery of what's going on. And it is keeping you there from doing what you're centrally supposed to do. And it seems to me, you know, it's not cool. And I guess cool is not a great word for it, but there's a problem in my mind when no vote, says the guy whose name appeared in the report over 200 times.
Yeah, you're right. Referring to Cardinal Worrell.
Cardinal Worrell's name. Yeah. I mean, and like I said, I mean, I'm from Pittsburgh. When I grew up, he was the bishop, right? Growing up as a kid, he was the bishop. And his name appeared over 200 times in that report. Come on, right?
Well, no, I mean, there's credible evidence that, you know, the
at
lawyer
some level
of,
you got to recuse yourself from that. But the level of I'm untouchable that seems to come off is abhorrent to me.
It is. And it just, I think it flies in the face of all of all of us who are legitimately trying to, and this includes good priests. I'm not, you
Absolutely.
Know, we're not slamming, you know, 100% of clergy, but we must recognize the truth that there is a big problem and it's not being addressed, and they are, and the truth is not being, it's not transparent,
business
and it's not coming
usual.
Out. It's business as usual. And it's flying in the face of those of us, and like I said, including some clergy. There are good people who are trying to strive for holiness.
Yeah,
who
but the
are
good
faith-
people are getting shut up. I mean, from what
they
I can,
are.
From what I get, can gather, they're being shut up. They're being told, stop talking. Your job is to do as you're told.
That's right. And
period.
And I think that, you know, we are Roman Catholics faithful to the magisterium. What does that mean? It means the teachings of the church that come from the Pope in communion with the bishops. That is what the magisterium is, according to the Catechism of the Catholic Church. I think it's like paragraph 1808 or something like that. But
only you would remember the paragraph.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. But anyway, but you know, we're faithful to those teachings. Why? Because we like rules. Of course, I do like rules. But no, it's because that is the deposit of faith handed on from Christ. Why? What's the point? I grew up, you know, with my dad constantly asking
sure.
me, what's the point? Okay, we follow these rules. What's the point? The point is we follow these deposit. We want this deposit of faith. We want these sacraments because we're trying to become saints. What's most essential? The sacraments, the teachings, so that we can be present before the beatific vision. End of story. Not so that we can be elevated, not so that we can have worldly riches, not so that we can, I don't know, be the smartest guy in an apologetics debate. Like, not whatever. Like, those are all, that's not the point. What is most essential is sainthood. That's the point of life. And so for all of you who are listening in the US and this is going on, or our growing listenership who we love so much, you know, overseas, who are struggling and fighting, we're with you. We are praying for you. And the dozens of messages that I get all the time, like, you know, people are sending prayer requests. I am praying for you by name. Just know that we are hopefully keeping in mind what is most essential here. And I have never prayed harder for a pope and for these bishops, that they can remember what is most essential and unwrap themselves from this axle of say the right words, make it all sound flowery and pretty, and
or just hope people forget about it altogether.
Or hope people forget about it.
Because that's, I will tell you, from I certainly don't read as much in Catholic news, and you know, you read your Catholic Register and you watch EWTN a lot more regularly than I do. I'm not as ingrained in the news, and to me it is, well, the mainstream media is done with it, so it's going to move on.
Although the NBC was there, I watched the press conference, and there were people from NBC who were there asking Cardinal DiNardo questions. And so, and I think that the media was quiet for a while, but they were waiting to see what this conference of bishops was going to do. And they got their answer. It's nothing.
Yeah.
For right, you know. For now, maybe forever, I don't know. But we've got to pray hard and beat the drum and beat on their doors that they're forgetting what's most essential.
So, well, let's pray that they do remember what is most essential.
Mm-hmm.
And while you guys are throwing prayers out there, don't forget about, I mean, have you seen what's happened in California?
It's, yeah, just, with the fires.
The fires are so, I mean it's,
wiping out whole towns. It's,
oh yeah,
unbelievable.
It's a complete and utter, it's just horrible. Thousands of homes just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you're sending out prayer intentions, make sure that you think about the people that are in California and do what you can to help.
Yeah. And if you have any other prayer requests, please send them our way. I keep a running list, and I'm praying for you all by name. every day. So anyway,
all right,
that's it. St. Anthony the Abbot,
pray for us.
Peace be with you.
You've been listening to the Salt and Light Podcast. Be salt and light, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.